how are you this morning? All right.
Here. Well, today in Exodus, we heard a real interesting story. I don't know if you guys were listening. Yeah. You were. What was the story today? Oh, you read it in the Bible. They have it there? That's great. What did you read in there? Do you remember? No, I'm looking for the Old Testament lesson. We got some real interesting rules from God in the first lesson. Do you remember any of them? What were they called? The Ten Commandments. Can you think of any of them? Yes. Do not murmur. No, that was your English teacher. Murder, yes, yes. Thou shalt not murder. Murmuring isn't that great either, but murder, you know, God didn't care that much about it. Love your neighbors, okay, yeah, that's one of those. Do not steal. Can you think of any? Oh, don't covet. Don't want what your neighbor has, okay? Can you think of any of the other ones? Yeah, that's one with coveting. Don't be jealous about what other people have. Raphael, can you think of any of the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Right, that's good.
Don't lie.
Okay, don't bear false witness. Very good. You guys are really good. But I thought it was interesting that you missed a really, really important one. At least to me. Very important. Remember the... Nope. Can't even remember the word, can you? Starts with an S. In the Old Testament, they did not say, remember Jesus. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. What is the Sabbath? Any idea? What is it? The seventh day, the last day of the week. Remember God created everything in that wonderful story in Genesis. It says God created everything. Light and earth and cows and worms and little boys and little girls and plants and mosquitoes and cockroaches. And how many days did it take? It took 6 days. And on the seventh day, what did God do? God rested. God did not watch TV. On the seventh, so far as we know. God rested. So God created something called the Sabbath. The seventh day. And God said, you shall make of this day a holy day. As a matter of fact, if you listen to the Ten Commandments, other than the whole thing about idols, God talks the most about the Sabbath. And you know what God does? God gives you, all of us, the Sabbath as a gift. And what are we supposed to do on the Sabbath?
Rest.
What else? No, not watch TV. Why do you keep going to that? It's not restful. It creates... Never mind. Don't get me started about TV. We're supposed to worship the Lord your God. Well, what are we doing today? I'm talking about God. We call that worship. Yeah. Yeah, we're here. We're singing songs. We're hearing beautiful music. We're listening to God's word. And in case you hadn't noticed, a fair amount of visiting with our friends in the pews and outside. We're sharing a time together, and that is what Sabbath is. God says you need to rest, but we need to do that also remembering the one who made every one of us. And so our Sabbath isn't just sort of taking a long nap, although I must say that sounds really good. The Sabbath is the time that we set aside not just for ourselves, but for God and for all of God's creation. And so we don't work on this day, well, at least we're not supposed to, although I notice I do every Sunday. We're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. We're supposed to dedicate it to God. Because I don't care how busy you are, you gotta have the Sabbath. Yes. Yes, Saturday is the seventh day. That's a whole nother children's sermon having to do with the transposition of the Sabbath to Sunday due to the Easter event, and we'll talk about it at Easter. Okay. Thank you. You can go back to your places and have a good Sabbath.